Huge week for you last week, Jane, as you headed back to your old primary school, Jamboree Public, to address the Year 6 students and try and give them some motivation as they head off into big, big school.
Yeah, inspire the young minds of our future.
Jade needed the motivation to do this speech.
Well, I know.
How did you go?
Not too bad.
You were prepped. Mm. Preparation prevents poor performance. And yeah. You got there eventually.
And thank you to Chris, the principal, and you guys and people at the Illawarra who gave me some advice on what to write. Because I was like, when I got asked, I was like, oh, I think maybe you've called the wrong person, Chris. Is there another Jade that went through Jamboree Public School? Because there's a lot of pressure. This is a lot of pressure.
Chris had some very simple instructions for you.
I guess to probably keep it simple to start off with and, like, describe your, you know, experiences and your trials and tribulations when you were at school yourself.
And so from the speech, this is what you shared with the students.
Well, I was sitting where you were, or are now, 27 years ago. When I was at Jamboree, our principal was Mr. Ogle. And I remember if you were being disruptive or you were talking too much at an assembly like this, he would say, I think you need to go and hold up the wall up there at the toilet blocks. I spent a lot of time holding up that wall.
There's a little bit of laughter there from the kids.
You got some laughs, which is good. Not sure whether it's the greatest advice to be passing on to students about how naughty you were.
Look, he did say to talk about my school years, and I did spend a lot of time holding that wall up.
I like your play there because engaging the children that way, they're all sitting there going, oh, she sounds just like me. That's what I do.
I'd be holding up the wall too.
I won the giant Easter egg at the Easter egg raffle. It was huge. And just before the raffle, the teacher said, okay, everyone, quiet, sit up straight. I was the only one who listened, and I won. I actually thought that there was magic in sitting up straight. But I have to tell you, kids, I have tried it every time since. Yet to win a raffle.
True story. I really feel like...
Inspirational, aspirational. I just don't know where to begin, mate.
Oh, I think, you know, I really... Chris is probably at that point that Chris was thinking he probably regretted his decision to ask me to come and do a speech.
Surely you delivered some pearls of wisdom. We had stacks of them for you. And you've achieved so much, Jade.
There was a little bit of wisdom delivered amongst all of the jokes.
Be yourself. Even if that means being different, there is only one you, and that is your superpower. Do what you love. If you love drawing, maybe you'll become an artist. If you love fixing things, maybe you'll become a mechanic or a surgeon. Look at me, I love talking. And I get paid to talk every day. Listen to your parents. Most of the time they're right. You'll learn that in about 15 years.
If you like fixing things, become a surgeon. We're not made of nuts and bolts and glue, mate.
Oh, my mum just had a knee replacement. She's made of bolts now.
There you go, see?
They were the highlights of a five-minute-long speech. Look, there was some good inspirational stuff in there. And firstly, good on you for actually getting up. Like, most people find public speaking a very daunting experience. So.
No, and just tough too when they're like, give some advice to, you know, 12-year-olds.
And last week, you're trying to juggle this show, juggle the kids, and we're writing that speech late at night on Thursday. So kudos to you.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
I feel like you've done a good job. But how did the parents and students of Jamboree Public School feel?
To the point, sharp, humorous.
Was it one of the best speeches you've ever heard in your life?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Everything. How we recorded it.
Unbelievable. I'm sure Molly's got something to say about it.
Would you like me to print it out for you so you can put it on the fridge or the inspiration?
We should frame it and put it in the school hall.
Chris is still in the stage. I'm sure he hasn't had time to approach that with me, so maybe I'll just cut to the chase and get a sign made. Hey, Maya, what did you think of my speech? She's speechless. That's how good it was. What did you think of my speech?
It was amazing. Honestly, amazing.
What was the best bit?
Probably when you're talking about where you had to hold up the toilet walls for a very long time.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time doing that.
Yeah.
I feel I'm partly responsible for that building still being up. What about you? Did you like it?
Very much.
We'll keep it between just us. Was I the best?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not competitive at all, but yes. What did you think about my speech? What did you like most?
That you told the truth.
What bits were the truth?
That, like, you weren't, like, the perfect student.
Yeah, I was a little bit naughty.
Yeah.
Am I your new inspiration?
Yeah.
Do you want me to sign something?
Yes, please.
When you become successful in life, will you look back and say, thank you, Jade, for that speech in Year 6, it changed my life?
Okay.
I'll slip you the $5 later.
I was like, there's no way that's legit.
I was like feeding them out. What was the best speech you've ever seen? Yes? And they're like, yes.
Just nod. Yeah, just nod along, children. I love that their takeaway was all the naughty stuff that you did.
Got some real
There were some great inspirational quotes towards the end of that speech. What do you remember? Jade was really naughty.
Yep, I've yet to get the call from Chris to come back next year, but I'm sure it's just around the corner.
Oh, what's that? Crickets. Yep.